Live from KQED News, I'm Brian Watt. The coronavirus is hitting many Bay Area Latino communities hard. San Francisco health officials say almost half of the city's nearly 5,000 COVID-19 cases are among Latino residents. Mayor London Breed says the current surge is predominantly in the eastern and southeastern parts of the city.
But the testing capacity is in the center of the city, and so we're seeing a disparity in terms of our testing capacity. So we got to take the testing to where people are.
City officials say they're expanding testing in Sunnydale, Potrero Hill, and in the Mission to try to meet the growing demand. Some utilities in West Marin are ringing the alarm on dwindling drinking water supplies. KQED's Hannah Hageman explains.
Inverness relies only on stream flows to get drinking water to residents' taps, and scant winter rainfall has resulted in summer water shortages for parts of Marin County.
This is the worst we've ever seen in the 40 years we've operated the water system. We've never had this problem this early in the year.
That's Wade Holland, the customer services manager for the Inverness Water System. He says water demand has also increased during the pandemic. The utility's already asked residents to cut down voluntarily, and later this month, the utilities board will likely declare a water emergency, according to Holland. And in Bolinas, the Community Public Utility District has also asked people to scale back on water use. A spokeswoman with the utility says water rationing may be necessary. I'm Hannah Hageman, KQED News.
There's more at KQED.org. I'm Brian Watt.